This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iranians are voting in a presidential election that a hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei seems to win. That has led to a low turnout fueled by a lack of interest in calls for boycott. Polls opened at 7 a.m. local time Friday for the vote. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel overseen by Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations as well as analysts have put hardline Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. Diplomats say the UN General Assembly is expected to approve a resolution calling on Myanmar's military junta to restore the country's democratic transition and calling on countries to, quote, prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. The world body is scheduled to take up the resolution later Friday. The resolution also condemns, quote, excessive and lethal violence against peaceful protesters and civilians and calls for the immediate release of Myanmar's ousted leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi. Negotiators on the resolution include the European Union, many Western nations, and the Association of South Asian Nations, which Myanmar is a member. Israel says it will transfer around 1 million doses of soon-to-expire coronavirus vaccines to the Palestinian Authority in exchange for a similar number of doses the Palestinians expect to receive later this year. Israel has reopened after vaccinating some 85% of its population, but has faced criticism for not sharing its vaccines with the 4.5 million Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.